The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. I've got to tell you, this is the most amazing analogy type case to the Nancy Guthrie case I've seen. As you all know, I'm constantly looking for cases. We have done show after show after show about similar people being in their 80s, having been kidnapped, having been murdered, having somebody enter their home. And we've evaluated each and every one. We've talked about everything from wrench attacks to somebody maybe organically coming onto her through somebody that's quasi close to her. But I am telling you today, when I got up, I did a post on Nancy Guthrie and somebody responded. Their handle was something 50. And so I want to give them every credit because I had never known about this case. This case, and I have all these wonderful pictures and everything, but I have very limited Wi-Fi where I'm at. So unfortunately, when I was on my laptop, which is where I have all my pictures and everything, I was going to put everything up, it kept crashing because I just got off another podcast on another case. So I want to apologize also for being late. Transitioned over to here, try to get my laptop working where I could show all this information. So you're not going to have pictures today, but you're going to get the story. Got to look at this. Does anybody know who Cal Ripken is? Now, if you're a baseball fan, I guarantee you are going to know Cal Ripken. He played for the Baltimore Orioles. His claim to fame, besides being actually a great baseball player, was he played more games without ever having an absence than anyone. His streak ended some time ago, but it was amazing. Like, he just always showed up for work. It's like the kid that always goes to school and gets the special award at the end of the year. Well, this guy just never missed a game. Cal Ripken Jr. played for the Orioles. Actually, one of my children is sort of named after part of the baseball environment. So let me just say this. And that is, this is amazing. Did you know in 2012, I think I have that date right, in 2012, my notes are all on the phone and I'm streaming from the phone here. In 2012, Cal Ripken's mother was taken from her garage, get this, at gunpoint, forced into her vehicle, and kidnapped. Kidnapped, taken, blindfolded, which is what I always say. They always, always blindfold because they don't want you to see everything. Gagged. But this abductor was interesting. The abductor drove her around. He was actually going to tape up her eyes. And she begged and said, listen, I'm claustrophobic, if you can believe this. And the abductor felt bad and just apparently blindfolded her. I actually have all these pictures of him. I've got live footage of him. I'm so upset. I wanted to come forward, though, and do the show and not save it. So I might do a supplemental show tomorrow with all the pictures and photos of him, because this is critical. He actually takes her. He gets food for her. He sort of takes care of her. There's also, which I found interesting, not necessarily any information that he really understood that this was Cal Ripken's mother. In other words, he specifically chose this location and chose to abduct her, certainly, and picked her. My belief is, again, when people are easy victims, it's easy for a predator to take them. Predators do not want a challenge. They don't want dogs. They don't want ADT security. They don't want a black belt fighter. They don't want somebody with lots of people in the house. They don't want any of that. They want somebody older. They want somebody easy to take. And that's what she was. Get this, everyone. Unlike Nancy Guthrie case, and this is what we're discussing, is the Nancy Guthrie case. And I'm telling you, when I got this information, I thought, I haven't even heard about this. And literally spent way too much time reviewing all the information again, pulling up pictures. Again, there is literally footage of this guy going into a retail store. It's unbelievable the amount of evidence they have against him. Like, they have his picture not even covered up like Porch Guy. They have composite pictures both. And I tell you, he looked a lot like the original rendition of the photo of what he looked like. Looks like Porch Guy. But then later photos, you know, that are now done, they're not photos, but they're sketch images that have been advanced with age and so forth because of time. And he was described as white male. Again, for people who don't know, Hispanic is white, by the way. It's just Hispanic is the ethnicity portion, but not the race. The race is white. Nevertheless, this individual ended up letting her go, even though police were crawling in the neighborhood, things were happening. He actually let her go in and around her house. It not a scratch on the car, nothing like this. He let her go, Cal Ripken Jr.'s mother. It is the most interesting story because you guess what? It wasn't Cal Ripken that did this. It wasn't Cal Ripken's family. It wasn't anyone who knew this woman. She didn't know him. He didn't know her. Random person. In fact, the Cal Ripken's mother, whose name is Vi doesn't even believe she knew who Cal was because apparently in the vehicle was memorabilia from one of the baseball teams that Cal owns. Not only was Cal Ripken a great player, but he owned three different minor league, at least partially owned, three different minor league teams. And he had all sorts of memorabilia in the car. And he was actually talking to her about this. He actually took pity on her in terms of not taping her eyes. He blindfolded her, but he didn't tape the eyes. Obviously, she also ended up seeing him. We know that because she described him. And there's this great composite sketch of what he looked like. And then, like I said, a future script. He's never been caught, everyone. Even though they have him on video at a retail store. Commensurate to the time of the kidnapping. And this wasn't just somebody. This was, just like Nancy Guthrie, this was a mother of somebody very famous. Some people would argue that Cal Ripken, and I would argue this, but I'm a sports freak, is much more famous, worth much more money than Savannah Guthrie. And yet, purportedly, at least the mother thinks, that he didn't even know who she was relative to Cal Ripken. A complete stranger.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
By the way, I want to get my percentages right. It is more, it's more leaning. I've got to get the precise figure, and I'm going to get that to you all, because it really depends on where you check in terms of the figure of how many individuals who are 80 or more are killed or abducted from a family versus a from family member or somebody that's related versus somebody who is a stranger. I'm going to work on that exact figure. I threw out 70-30. I've seen 90-10, but it depends on where we look, and I've got to get the best figures I can get. And that might be through the FBI's system. That might just be what I need to go with, but I'm going to get that exact figure. But nevertheless, let's just run with for this moment. And next show, I'll have the best figure I can put together, kind of putting a compilation together of all the different figures there are out there. Let's say it's 90-10. In other words, let's go with the worst. If it's 90-10, everyone, 10% still accounts for individuals. And to say that Nancy Guthrie can't be in that 10% is just not realistic. I FBI agents, we work a lot with statistics when we're looking at things. That's why you at first concentrate on the family and you make sure they're not involved, or you determine they are involved and you go down that path. Again, if the family were involved, this case would have been over months ago, because they had everything. They had the phones. They had the vehicle. They have the witness statements. They had the cars. This is somebody far different, everyone. And I tell you, when I saw this case, my eyes just lit up. And I thought, this is very interesting. A complete stranger taking somebody at gunpoint. Remember, Porch Guy had that gun. Forcing them to be abducted, not harming them. I mean, obviously, totally shaken. You know, it will be impactful for the rest of her life. Actually, she's deceased now, but totally impactful. I say she's deceased. I believe that that is what I read. I am so sorry. Nor I have all these notes, and they're on my phone, and I'm actually having to broadcast from my phone. I never normally do that. I do my laptop, and then I have my notes on my phone. I'll look this up, but I'm pretty sure she was deceased. All the other details I've given you are correct, because I will remember them. But imagine a case that mirrors this. Imagine somebody who could abduct somebody with some sort of empathy for that person, but not be related. Somebody who showed their face to their victim. Someone who is on film, not even garbed up like Porch Guy, who's never been caught. Someone with clear composite sketches that were done at the time that were released to the public. The video, everyone, was released to the public. The case has not been solved, everyone. Because when you have complete randos, random individuals who commit these crimes, it is very, very difficult, because you can't make those connections. You're literally just a potluck of who it could be, of all the millions of people. They, in that case, also believed it was somebody very close. So she lived in Baltimore. And they believe it was somebody in and around that metroplex. just like in this case, Tucson. You know, authorities believe it was in and around Tucson. And of course, much more advancements now, 14 years later. I just, when I saw this case, I thought, wow, crime of opportunity, completely random, used violence, used a gun, but did not kill her, did not take her for any length of time, really. Felt sorry for her with the whole, you know, taping of the eyes. Please don't. I'm sure this was very emotional at the time, but I'm claustrophobic. Please don't tape my eyes. So instead, blindfolded her eyes. If that second note, the second note that is still under investigation that we know is tied to the first note, same IP address. So the first note asking for money, then the second note apologizing for Nancy Guthrie dying, which, as I've said, I think is very self-serving for if the person is caught. But could the person have felt sorry? We know that the behavioral analysis unit definitely worked under that assumption. When you see the script that they wrote and what the individual said in terms of what Nancy said, or I'm sorry, what Savannah said in her pleas, and Annie also. Annie had a script too. When you look at that, we all said, wow. I mean, it's like we're talking, you know, talking about forgiveness, talking about it's not too late. This whole empathy scene that was used, to me, it showed me the FBI believes that second note is real. In other words, that's the kidnapper who sent that.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And this is the only case so far, and I hope you go back and look at all the cases we've done. We've done complete case evaluations on multiple cases involving elderly people being abducted. We've evaluated who abducted them, what happened, how it happened, trying to draw these parallels to Nancy Guthrie, trying to understand, could it be the same type scenario? Out of all the cases, we looked at a wrench attack, if you remember. And I know some people are like, oh, wrench, that's too far-fetched. Well, it's really not. Look at the case in Paris, where the guy who had a lot of money, his father was taken by wrench people. Again, it's not to beat them with a wrench. It's to take them and use them as leverage to get ransom. And that's exactly what they did. They took this man, the father of the other man. He again ended up being recovered within 4 days. But in that case, I believe the son paid the ransom, even without proof of life. Nevertheless, out of all the scenarios we've posed, out of everything we've developed and listened to and tried to comprehend, this one leans the most toward a possibility. Other than, remember, we have this huge ransom, this cryptocurrency Bitcoin ransom demand. So obviously, no, if those notes are real, we know that money was at play, that the person who did this wanted money. But did they want money and also have the capability of having empathy toward Nancy? If that second note is real, I think the answer could be yes. I always will stick with that foremost, it's about self-serving, right? If I get caught, she's dead. I don't want to be blamed for first-degree murder because I was going to let her go. Just like V. Ripken was let go. Very interesting to me. Very interesting because everybody wants to say, oh, there's no situation where a kidnapper could show empathy. There's no situation where you would ever do an I'm sorry note. There's no information where somebody would not be ruthless. Well, there is, because now we have one. Her abductor even fed her, everyone. Fed her, didn't put tape over her eyes, and ultimately returned her. I agree, way more empathy than what Porch Guy ended up doing. And not sophisticated. Going in, gunpoint, putting her in the car, taking her, driving her around in her own car. You guys, this is very interesting to me because now we have a case that probably in some respects, even though we've looked at lots of different angles, probably most closely parallels Nancy Guthrie, if, again, those two ransom notes are real. Because that didn't seem to be a case of revenge. It didn't seem to be a case of anger. It seemed to be somebody, and again, it's never been solved, who for whatever reason thought it would be exhilarating, thought it would be in their best interest, because remember, we always talk about that. Why do people do any action? And if you think about this in your own life, when you look at the actions of people, it's always to benefit themselves. Very few people act unselfishly in what they do in their lives. Now, many do. Many are very unselfish, or there's certain acts that are unselfish, but you have to look at what self-gratification does anybody have when they do something. So what was gratifying about V. Ripken to this abductor? What was gratifying? Or did he think it was going to be gratifying? And it wasn't. With Porch Guy, he thought he was going to get $4 million, and then $6 million, and then she died, and it was no longer gratifying. Did he know, this abductor, about the Cal Ripken case? Remember the Cal Ripken case? He didn't even garb up. I'm shocked that that case hasn't been solved. It gives me pause, even though I thought it would be about 6 months before we had a break. We're right around the corner from that, everyone. Everyone, I just had to come on. I apologize about not having the pictures. I can't even see chat when I'm in this mode on my phone. That's why I do not like to transmit from my phone. But for whatever reason, with the Wi-Fi where I'm at, my computer isn't picking up the Wi-Fi, but at least my phone is, so I could come to you. So think on this. Tomorrow, I don't like to redo shows, but I may come on and at least have some of these photos for you all, have the video footage of him. Maybe some of you will know who he is. I can't wait to do a tweet on this later tonight. I am truly thankful for Something 50 for alerting me to this. Again, Cal Ripken's mom, Cal Ripken, worth millions. Abductor seemed to not know that. Abductor takes her, blindfolds her, shows her pity by not taping her eyes because she says she's claustrophobic, gags her, takes her on this horrible kidnapping odyssey, and ends up returning her, never to be found. 2012. Crazy case, 14 years, and still not solved, despite pretty darn clear video image in a retail store and composite sketches that have a lot of detail. He wasn't masked up like Porch Guy. Anyway, I wanted to give you all this because I think it's really important as we still have this void of information. It's like working with hindsight. And that's how I teach too. How can we best understand cases? We learn from the cases we've investigated. We've learned from the cases we have knowledge about that are most similar to this case. It just can't be ignored. So something very, very interesting to ponder. Was Porch Guy a complete rando? Completely random, everyone. And bit off more than he could chew. It's a possibility. All right, everyone. Till next time, I was really excited to present this because I tell you, for me, it was very interesting. I can't wait to see your comments when I get everything to work. I'm glad I could come to you all today. Until next time, everyone. Tomorrow, I'll see you again. May justice be served for the Guthrie family and for all who have missing.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.